This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast conspiracy feed. And the topic is the three, well, two out of three amigos, Operation Northwoods. I just wanted to get back to Kitsungari's response. And there's quite a few things that the two out of three amigos covered in this podcast. And heck, I just talked about Operation Northwoods. But yeah, there's a whole issue of Jeff Weiss and... and then of course, you also mentioned William Wonsack, Willie Palooza and all that. I just wanted to kind of comment on these things as well. Here I am laughing. It's like talking about Jeff Weiss. I mean, wow, what a story. And I remember when that happened and then we found out about it, that user Weiss on ATS was Jeff Weiss, the guy that had just killed a bunch of people. And, that's a pretty, it's a pretty heavy thing to have happen in a community, especially like ATS. I mean, on the one hand, we're big, but when you really look at the community, there's like a core of people that are, there's people like me that are just complete nuts and probably some of the worst trolls on the board. And, just regular contributors and, of course, the staff and the staff members. That's the thing. It's easy to forget. I think a lot of non-staff members tend to forget that the staff members spend a lot of time on the board. When you look at who are active members on the board, staff members are there, very, very dedicated members. And it's not, and for what it's worth, I don't think it's just because they're moderators or admins or anything like that. I think it's because they really like the board. But anyway, for a community like ours, it's we got like over 50,000 registered users. But when you look at it on an average week, we get, around 3,000 people that might actually come around that are pretty, heavy users, if you want to call it that. And it turns out that one of us was a mass murderer, or at least a mass murderer to be. Well, now we know he was a mass murderer. How many more do we have, right? I mean, we're a conspiracy community. And I think the general consensus is that, a conspiracy community might be well represented, perhaps more well represented than the population as a whole with people who have mental illness. I mean, hey, look at me, I'm bipolar. You never know, right? Talking about, well, what could we have done? And, there was a lot of that going around too, when we found out, like, what could we have done? And then, and I did it, and I'm sure a lot of my fellow members went back and looked at Jeff Weiss's posts. As Skeptic pointed out, with the benefit of hindsight, you can go, okay, there's a problem here. But you know what? Look around on the board right now. There are other members that, how can you know? How can you really know? Listen, look at some of my stuff. And that's one of the things. And it's just eerie when you think that, okay, well, some people just, we have a lot of, like teenagers, and teenagers, just what I know about being a teenager, it just sucks. It just does. And so, when you're a teenager and you're on the internet, you're going to be sharing the fact that being a teenager sucks. It's just part of it, just goes with the turf, and that means that you're going to tend to express a lot of depression and anger and frustration and all these things that go along with being a teenager. And they're normal. See, that's the thing. They're normal. It is not abnormal to feel this way as a teenager. In fact, it's abnormal if you're a teenager and you don't feel that way. Then maybe you ought to go talk to somebody. But the thing is, and of course we ask ourselves, what could we have done? Well, what could we have done? Think about what, in this kind of situation where we use pseudonyms, we log in through the internet, and the internet, there's trolls. There are people that that just like to pull other people's chains. There are people that make the kind of posts that Jeff Weiss posts all the time and are not, don't even believe, they're just doing it to yank people's chains. So it's difficult. An online community is different from a physical community. When you walk out the door of your house and you look at your neighbors, there they are, they're physically there. People that and can physically see, there's a level of communication that takes place there that doesn't have anything to do with words. You can tell by looking at people if they're doing okay or not. You can feel it. This is not something that's as easy to do when you're on the internet and all you've got is something that somebody typed out. If somebody is standing in front of you and looking you in the eye and telling you something, they could use the exact same words in a text message on the internet, and not only would you not necessarily know the intent or feeling behind them, But you might get a completely different idea of what that person actually was intending to say. This happens all the time in the forums, you know, misunderstandings. Gosh, you know, look at all the times that ATS members who by and large really do care about and respect each other, knock heads, get into, you know, little arguments and it's usually over some kind of misunderstanding. You know, the truth of the matter is if we were all in like a big room and talking, we probably wouldn't argue nearly as much. Not saying we wouldn't, but we probably wouldn't argue nearly as much, and we probably wouldn't argue quite as virulently as we do now. But when you look at the question of what could we do differently, that opens up some doors that themselves can be kind of disturbing. You know, if you post something on the internet that might be controversial, would you want the staff of ATS to contact law enforcement? You know, in a case of like Jeff Weiss, I looked at his posts. Maybe it's been a while and maybe I'm mistaken, but I never saw anything in his posts that actually said, I am planning to commit a murder. I'm planning to commit some kind of crime. And, you know, in cases like that, when you do express intent to commit a crime on the internet, well, now you are starting to cross into a legal area. But even then, it is extremely hazardous for the staff of an internet website to just start saying, better call the FBI. This guy just says he hates George Bush. Yeah, you know what? You might just want to go ahead and leave that line open, because you're going to be making a hell of a lot of calls if that's what you're doing. So the ATS staff has to, you know, they have to be mindful of the difficult balance between wanting to help on the one hand and intruding on people's privacy and perhaps, damaging the board, damaging the credibility, and actually hurting the community by doing this. It's not an easy thing. I'll tell you, I don't envy that. But anyway, I know the feeling, and it's good to think about these kinds of things. I don't think that it's a good thing to obsess on them, though, If you get that strange feeling and you see this in another member, you might want to send them a UTU and talk about it. And you might find that they'll just go, huh? What are you talking about? I was just yanking this guy's chain. Or they might say, I am the servant of Satan. Soon the time for cleansing will be near. And then, well, maybe then you might want to contact the staff member and say, hey, check this guy out. But, it's not an easy thing. And then, so there's like an example of like the worst, you know, that a community can go through, this whole business with Jeff Weiss. I mean, that's just devastating. And then balancing that off, we have the whole thing with William Onesite, which, of course, for William, having this cancer come back and, you know, recurrence of cancer, obviously is not a good thing. But, life hands you lemons and you make lemonade. And I think Willie Palooza and this whole, you know, banding together of you, if you will, of the ATS community on a personal level, is a great example of the best that an internet community has to offer. So it's rather interesting to see these two kinds of events in 2005 juxtaposed against each other. You know, you got something that's really dark, and then you have something that's really light. And I share ATS pride with you. I had a new member came on and accused me of being a sycophant, you know, because I'm always so, you know, saying wonderful things about the staff. And I don't know, maybe I am coming off the wrong way when I do that, but I'm just being honest here. So, okay, maybe I am, you know, a sycophant. But, you know, if you look at what the definition of a sycophant is, that's somebody who's kissing up, sucking up because they're trying to get some kind of advantage. And that's just not my game. I'm really not interested in that. I already get what I want from ATS. I'm quite happy being a member of ATS. It works out well for me. I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of, to be proud of our community. It is possible to get too wound up in that and start, you know, getting into a situation where you expect everyone to think the same, you know, oh, well, this is ATS, so if you want to be a member of the ATS community, you have to think this way and this way and this way. Well, you know, that's kind of counter to what this community is about. You know, there really isn't any official doctrine, and, you know, the motto, deny ignorance, can be interpreted a bunch of different ways. I've never, ever seen anybody in the staff, demand some kind of orthodoxy from people. So, You know, anyway, a lot of stories. So anyway, you know, there's other topics too. I mean, it's a whole alien exchange topic. You know, I'm thinking maybe what we should do is get the two out of three amigos to break down their podcasts into shorter podcasts. I mean, in this case, you could have probably broken that 45-minute podcast down into three 15-minute podcasts. And, you know, as an incentive to the two out of three amigos, I'd just like to point out, when you do that, you get three times as many points for your podcasts. And, you know, as we all know, our poor admins can always use more points. These guys are always broke, right? So, and on that rather questionable financial note, I'll get off the horn for now. Be well, friends.